Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome to this episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. This is New Year, New You 2024, and so we've taken a little bit of a break here in all of the episodes, and we are jumping in with a new energy, a new concept, and a new opportunity to be an aligned mama that you have always really, really wanted to be, right? Because that's what we want to do here. We want to talk about parenting from the perspective of knowing what kind of parent you've been, what kind of parent you want to be, and allowing yourself that space and grace to really become the aligned mama that you have truly always wanted to be. Tap into those deeper layers of what kind of mom you already are, what's amazing about what you already are as a mom, and know that to become the aligned mama that you've always wanted to be, you already have exactly what it takes inside of you. This is just about being able to tap in on a deeper level, being able to unlock those pieces, and getting into that space of application with your kiddos. So let's talk some shit on New Year, New You, because I am not a fan. And that's exactly why I named this episode that. Because here's the thing. Yeah, it's New Year, New You, but like, who cares if it's January 1st, January 8th, or if it's, you know, June 2nd, okay? The bottom line is that you can decide who you want to be at any given time in your life. You just get to say like, hey, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want in my life. And then you get to ask yourself, what am I doing to create the changes that are really going to get me down the road of having what I desire? And then actually taking tangible action to get there. Because that's like the number one thing that I see people not taking action to really get to where they want to go. And I mean, I got news for you. When we don't take action to get to where we want to go, we are always left in that space of regret, of looking back at what we've done and what we haven't done and wishing that we would have done more, wishing that it was different, wishing that there was a way that we could have gotten what we desired, because we keep ourselves in a hold pattern of where we are rather than really getting to where we want to go. And, you know, it's not your fault. And I think it's important to acknowledge that, like, this isn't something where it's like, it's your fault and you should have done better. I mean, yeah, radical responsibility. You get to make choices each and every day to help you get to where you want to go. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that there are circumstances. It's not your fault that things could be better. Things could be different. There could be different opportunities. It's about the fact that you get to choose. And if you, you know, I got to tell you, like when I worked with an OT and I worked with, you know, clients all the time, right? It's understanding that like, when I worked with my clients, one of the things in the geriatric population that I heard all the time was like regrets, right? Regrets about different things. People never regret spending more time with their family. They never regret having another baby, okay? They never regret having another baby. I've definitely talked to lots of people out there who are like, oh, you know, we thought about having more babies, or we thought about having babies in general, and like, I wish we would have, but I've never heard anyone say that like they regret having them, right? That's never the decision on the other side. It's never the feeling on the other side. They never regret taking the vacation. They never regret taking time off of work. They never regret quitting the job. They never regret that. When they really get into the nitty-gritty of what they desire to have in their life, and they make choices from a place of desire and really aligning that with where they want to go, they don't have regrets. So when you think about having regrets in your life, what do you really want? What is it that you desire to have in your life? Why do you want to have it? And are you willing to, quote unquote, do whatever it takes to get there? Because it doesn't have to be hard, okay? And that's the thing, is a lot of people are like, well, I want to have $1 million. I want to live in a mansion. I want to move across the country. I want to go on a trip to Greece, right? Like whatever the thing is that you're like, oh, I really wish that I could have this. When you decide that it gets to be easy to have the thing, it'll be easy. It's just a choice inside of you to say, wow, I could have that if I really wanted it, right? Now, Here's the thing about making those choices. It's not about just saying, because this is overused, right? The whole thing of like, new year, new you, it gets to be easy. Like, I mean, come on, okay? If it got to be easy, every single person in the whole wide world would have $1 million. They'd all be at Greece on vacation, right? Nobody would be working a 9-to-5. There would be no 9-to-5s because everyone would have ditched them already, right? But the truth is, it does get to be easy when it's in alignment, but you get to decide what's actually aligned for you, for what you want, how you want to feel, and how you're going to take action to get there. All of these are choices that you have. Now, most of the time in life, we like to follow a pattern. We like to look at our life and say like, okay, this is the path for me, right? Like I know that I graduate high school, I go to college, I get the teaching degree, I go get a job as a teacher, I get married, I have babies, I buy a house. Like we all know the boxes that we check, right? I mean, it's quote unquote, again, the American dream, right? That's what it is. We have 2.5 kids. I don't know how we have half kids, but we do, right? That's what Americans do. 2.5 kids. We get to decide. That may not be the dream for you. That may not be the path for you. You get to decide what is for you. You get to decide what makes sense, what gets you to where you want to go. That is your choice. It always has been your choice. And when you finally are in this space where you allow yourself to truly decide what you want, why you want it, and you go and you take action on it, you're going to feel great. Doesn't matter if it happens today, if it happened January 1st and you took your first step, if it was today, if it happens June 2nd, it doesn't matter. It's just understanding that the way that time works is that it doesn't really matter what the timing looks like, except for the fact that when you take action, the time is yours, right? The way that you decide to do this unlocks new opportunities for you. So let's go back 3 years ago, okay? You know, I'm coming off of 2023. Halfway through the year, I really started to jump into sales, right? I closed $208,000 in sales just in the second half of 2023. And that feels like magic, okay? And here's the thing. I'm really happy that I decided to do that. But, you know, I started my business back in 2020. Had I really decided to step into a space of sales way back when, think about all the revenue that I could have generated in that amount of time, right? If every 6 months I had generated, you know, $200,000, there'd be a lot more money sitting there, okay? That's what I'm telling you. And so with unlocking this door, with unlocking this opportunity, with being able to see what all of this really means, it's that it doesn't matter when you decide to take your very first step. It doesn't matter when you, you know, build up the courage to really tell someone in your life what you really want. But just know that every day that you wait to do this is a day that you're taking away from having the result, right? You are trading time for money. You are trading your time for the status quo, for the safety of what this moment provides you, instead of being able to create safety in your desire and going in on your desire. Know that that's right there at your fingertips. You can just decide to go and get it. And nobody's going to die today if you don't take action on it. But you are holding yourself back from your dream. You are holding yourself back each and every day that you choose not to be honest, that you choose to wake up and go to your 9-to-5 if you don't love it, that you choose to not talk to your significant other about how you really feel. When you stay in those holding patterns and you continue to do the same thing day in and day out, understand that you're going to get the same result, okay? When you look around your life right now, and you see all the things that you are doing, all the things that you're having, and who you are, who you're being in the moment, understand that if you continue to make the same choices, you will continue to have the same things in your life. If you want to have something different, you get to choose something different. You get to have a conversation. You get to quit the job. You get to start the business. You get to have the real conversation with yourself. You get to go all in on you. It looks different for everybody based on what you truly desire to have. But at the end of the day, understand that this is a choice that you get to make. That can feel uncomfortable, okay? It can feel uncomfortable to know that you have the power, but you do have the power. Anytime we live in our lives and we feel like we're like stuck where we are and we don't know how to get to where we want to go, understand that you are the key. The key is inside of you and it always has been. But it just sometimes takes a little bit of nudging. It takes a little bit of effort. It takes a little bit of comfort, of support, of believing in yourself on a whole new level. For me, when I first, very, very first in time that I decided to invest in myself, invest in working with a coach, right? I was like, yeah, I'm going to work with this coach because it's going to help me build a business, which is going to help me make money. And I wanted to make money. And I was like, yeah, this is the thing. It's going to get me there. But also, I knew that really deep down, that investment was in myself. It was in myself becoming the person who could take money and not spend it on their family and instead spend it on me to get to where I wanted to go, to become the person that I wanted to be so that I could be home with my family, so that I could homeschool my kids, so that I could leave the 9-to-5 for good, so that we could go on Disneyland trips, so that I could homeschool them, so that I could retire my husband. I wanted to have these things in my life, and I knew that to get there, I got to become the person who could believe in myself to invest in myself, even though it was against everything that I had ever thought I would want to do, right? To take money and not spend it on my kids seemed crazy in the moment. To not spend it on paying down debt seemed crazy in the moment. But on the other side of that decision, it unlocked all of this opportunity for me. And now as I sit here in front of you and I'm telling you, I just closed $208,000 at the very end of 2023. 2024 is just filled with limitless possibilities. I want to extend an invitation to you to think about, what am I actually going to do this year that is different than I did last year? What am I going to do that's different to get to my goal? Because every year we start a new year and we're like, oh, this is my goal for the year. This is my word of the year, you know? And that's great. But only when it's followed up with intentional, tangible action to get there. Because if you set those goals, if you decide to align with some word, and you do the same things that you did in 2023, you are going to get the same results. It's facts. It is facts. So if you are looking around your life and you're like, well, I love what I have here and here and here and here, right? But I would like this and this and this and this and this. I'd like a couple new things in my life. I want to have some changes. I want to make some transformations. I want to make more money. I want to move. I want to buy the house. I want to transform this. I want to start a business. I want to leave my 9-to-5. I want to retire my husband. I want to homeschool my kids. I don't want to homeschool my kids and I want to send them to school and have some more free time. Whatever your thing is, when you're thinking about, oh, wow, I love these parts of my life and I would like to have this also, let yourself dream big. Let yourself think about the limitless possibilities that are already there for you and understand that new year, new you. I talk bullshit on this, right? Not because it doesn't work, but because I watch person after person after person feel down about themselves when they don't have the thing happen, because it requires tangible action. And the action is usually different than you think it's even going to be. So let 2024 be your year. Book a call. Let's book a call. Let's talk about what is that thing you really want in your life. And let's create the map, right? Let's create the map of I'm here and I want to get over here. And these are the 6 steps to get there. And let's talk about what those 6 steps are. Let's map them out for you and get you taking action on those steps so that you can get what you want for 2024. There's no sense in waiting. Time is never coming back to you. You get to take action right now with the time that you have right now. You get to create and prioritize that time for the thing that you desire to have, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a year of magic. Tap into the collective energy. Let the magic happen. Book the call so we can map this out and get you on that action plan to really get to where you want to go, because it can happen just like that. All right, Align Mama, it's time for you to take action. You get to be in the alignment of yourself, of what your desires are, because you know what? That alignment with yourself is exactly what allows you to be an Aligned Mama. It's not about being a perfect mom and doing everything great for the kids all the time. This all begins with you. And so 2024 is your year to become an Aligned Mama, to really step into that space, to become that person. So book the call, take action, become the person who really follows through on the things that you desire to have, because mama, you deserve it. You deserve to have that time, that space, that opportunity within yourself. So let's do it. Let's dive in. Let's take action, make it happen. And I will see you on the call.
been listening to the Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.